This is my first
nice
visit
talking to
Taiwan.
You.
What time does the concert start?
It's kind of you to
Excuse
say so.
Excuse me? How can I get to the
Taipei
Palace Museum?
Taipei is an overpopulated city and the land is expensive.
你说英语。
我说英语。
他也说英语。
英语你我他。
听众朋友好，欢迎收听今天的英语你我他，我是方俊琴。
我是阿 B。
今天呢，我们还是接续昨天提到的不规则变化的动词。第一个字要提到的就是 tell,T-E-L-L。tell 的意思是
告诉你。
告诉谁。比方说 ,Tom 跟我说你把车卖了。
嗯哼。
你看这个句子 ,Tom 跟我说有一个跟我说这个动词。还有呢，你把车卖了，
也是动词，卖了。
对，卖掉车子那个卖也是动词。告诉叫 tell, T-E-L-L, 过去式是
told,
动词三态是 tell,
told,
那把东西卖掉那个动词呢，诶，这个字蛮好玩的，跟 tell 只有一个字母不一样。
嗯哼，就是
sell, 对，就是 sell, S-E-L-L, 而且呢它的过去式过去分词跟 tell 的变化也一样。sell,
sold,
sold, sell, sold, sold。 那这句话 Tom 跟我说你把车卖了， Tom 也说过了，车也卖掉了，所以这两个动作都是过去式。
是，
所以 Tom 跟我说
Tom told me
你把车卖了。
You sold your car.
所以把这两个都在一块儿。
Tom told me you sold your car.
你看，其实很简单，对不对？ Tom told me you sold your car.
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 如果把这个句子改成问句，你把车卖了吗？照昨天的讲法改成问句要加一个助动词，
对 ，did,
did, sold 要变成
原形动词 sell,
所以你把车卖了吗？就变成 Did you sell your car?
Did you sell your car?
如果我加一个字，真的，你真的把车卖了吗？那个真的是 really, 对不对？
是，
要放在哪里
？Did you really sell your car?
没错。Did you really sell your car?
Did you really sell your car?
一般副词会放在动词片语的中间、所以就会放在 did 后面 sell 的前面。Did you really sell your car?
Did you really sell your car?
好，再一个句子，你几点到家的？到达有个片语叫 get to,
get to
加一个地方，但是到家，那个家是 home, home 是个副词，我们讲地方副词，所以 to 就不要了，就是 get home,
get home
就是到家了、get home。 那你几点到家的？几点钟要问
what time,
what time, 然后接下去
what time did you get home,
what time did you get home,
what time did you get home。
那我的回答是我差不多11点到家，
所以也是过去式咯。
对对对，11点叫做
11 o'clock,
11 o'clock。 那几点钟用什么介系词呢？
at,
对，在几点钟的时候用 at。 那差不多，这个差不多要用哪个字？
就 about,
对啊，就是 about, 大约11点，所以在大约11点的时候就是 at about 11 o'clock,
at about 11 o'clock。
现在是肯定句咯，所以我差不多11点到家，这个时候要用 get 的过去式
got, I got home at about 11 o'clock,
I got home at about 11 o'clock,
I got home at about 11 o'clock。
再告诉你一件事，我姐姐昨天生了一个男孩，
恭喜呀、恭喜呀、
哎、她也很高兴。那生男孩那个生要怎么讲呢？我们以前提到我出生在什么时候，
I was born,
对不对？但是那是被动啊，我被生出来。现在我姐姐生一个男孩是主动的，
是
主动的。怎么说呢？有一个片语叫 give birth to,
give birth to,
birth, B-I-R-T-H, 就是出生、我们讲生日 birthday, 对，就从这个字变过来的。 give birth to.
Give birth to.
那生的是个男孩啊，所以 give birth to a baby boy.
Give birth to a baby boy.
不过是昨天发生的事情 yesterday, 所以 give 它的过去式是
gave
我们要用过去式 G-A-V-E, gave, 再把我的姐姐 my sister 放进去。
My sister gave birth to a baby boy yesterday.
完全正确。My sister gave birth to a baby boy yesterday.
My sister gave birth to a baby boy yesterday.
好 ,G-A-V-E, 我们念 gave.
Gave.
A 的音哈 ,gave.
Gave.
My sister gave birth to a baby boy yesterday.
My sister gave birth to a baby boy yesterday.
再一个句子，记不记得我们讲 John 老是会丢东西，结果他昨天啊又弄丢了一把伞。
是。
好，弄丢那个字呢叫 lose。
lose。
L-O-S-E, lose。
lose。
考你，他的过去式。
lost。
没考到。lost。
lost。
伞呢还记得吗？
umbrella。
umbrella。所以 John 又弄丢了一把伞。
John lost.His umbrella again.
你刚刚才念正确的 lost.
John lost his umbrella again.
对，好，再一次 John lost his umbrella again.
John lost his umbrella again.
上个礼拜六呢，我在百货公司碰到你的妹妹。好，这个句子是我碰到你的妹妹，这是它的主轴，对不对？
对。
什么时候？上礼拜六，在哪里？在百货公司。所以还是一样，我们先讲主词动词，再讲地方，再讲时间。
是。
那碰到这个字呢是 meet。
meet。
M-E-E-T, meet。它的过去式是
met。
met, M-E-T。所以我碰到你的妹妹。
I met your sister.
I met your sister. 在哪里呢？在百货公司。百货公司叫做
Department store.
对呀、啊、,Department store, D-E-P-A-R-T-M-E-N-T, 就是部门，因为百货公司里面有各个不同的部门卖不同的东西。所以 ,the department store, 就是百货公司，再加上上个礼拜六 ,last Saturday.
Last Saturday.
所以整句话其实很简单，都在一起就变成了
I met your sister in a department store last Saturday.
Drill time.
练习时间。
现在我们就开始来练习一下今天学到的几个句子。Tom 跟我说你把车卖了。Tom told me you sold your car.
Tom told me you sold your car.
你真的把车卖了吗？ Did you really sell your car?
Did you really sell your car?
你几点钟到家的 ?What time did you get home?
What time did you get home?
我差不多十一点到家的。I got home at about 11 o'clock.
I got home at about 11 o'clock.
我姐姐昨天生了一个男孩。My sister gave birth to a baby boy yesterday.
My sister gave birth to a baby boy yesterday.
My sister gave birth to a baby boy yesterday.
My sister gave birth to a baby boy yesterday.
John 又弄丢了一把伞。John lost his umbrella again.
John lost his umbrella again.
上礼拜六我在百货公司碰到你妹妹。I met your sister in the department store last Saturday.
I met your sister in the department store last Saturday.
I met your sister in the department store last Saturday.
I met your sister in the department store last Saturday.
我们的时间又到咯，我是方俊晴，
我是阿 B，
拜拜。